Happening.
Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. I can't do it, the booming voice. Carl Bott. Anyway, this is Linda Bott, and we are here this morning. We have a great program lined up, and with me this morning is Jeff Avery. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
And we're going to have Mark LaSalle come in. We've got Kevin Sharp that's going to be calling in. Valerie is going to be telling us what's happening at the Cascade, but the 8 o'clock hour is on fire. Of course, welcome to the Chat Packers. And Bob, good morning.
And welcome home.
Oh, do we have stories? But guess what? I think the person who's got the biggest stories on hold. So let's go to the phones and say good morning to CB.
Hey, good morning. I am out of the mountains.
He has returned.
I have been pressure washed to get it off.
You have been pressure washed. Okay, so.
Yeah, we were so dusty and dirty up there.
Jeff kind of looked like, what's that mean?
You got some weird hobbies out there in Albuquerque, Carl.
Oh, we've been up in Wyoming the whole time. I flew in and saw the grandkids, and they, of course, have all grown like little wheat. And then my son-in-law and I drove up to Wyoming, and we hunted with a bunch of friends up there and had great success. And then got back last night and hopping on a plane and be back on the show tomorrow morning. Can't wait.
So let's just to share with our friends that they are going to be getting antelope sausage and hot sticks or whatever we're going to make out of that for Christmas.
I mean, a lot of antelope. and it was great stories and great fun. Jim and Wendy Surge, Patrick Jones, many others that were up there that had a great time hunting. Well, kind of split out, but it was Wyoming. It's beautiful.
Well, great. We have Mark LaSalle, I think you probably heard, is coming on today. We're going to talk about some debt issues that are happening with the city. And, we've got Jeff Avery here. And so, great. You have a wonderful, safe trip. We'll see you tonight when you get back into town. Okay?
Okay. And say hello to the Chat Packers for me.
Oh, the Chat Packers are alive and well. Okay.
Good. Just tell them all hello, and I will be on there tomorrow, and I will see you tonight. I love you.
Okay, love you, too. Hey, how much do you love your gold in your accounts?
The only gold I have is on my wife's finger. So.
Well, let's find out where it is today, because we're going to go to our experts, Kathy, for the Wells Fargo moment. Good morning.
Central average is positive 69 points at 11,485. The S&P 500 is positive 10 points at 1,206, and the NASDAQ is positive 27 points at 2,610. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is up 5 cents at $6.42, and Alcoa, which is down 54 cents at $9.76. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 37 cents at $13.62, and North Valley Bank is down 24 cents at $9.76. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.18%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $19.80 at $16.80. Silver is up 39 cents at $32.39, and crude oil is down 24 cents at $85.57. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you, Kathy. Coming up, we're going to be asking Jeff what's happening in his industry, insurance, and how it's affecting your clients. We're going to come right back after these messages. This is Linda Bott, and my guest is Jeff Avery here on KCNR 1460, currently 59 degrees downtown.
We
Wind River Casino presents a benefit concert evening for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They grant wishes for local children with special medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. The evening stars Kevin Sharp, a Make-A-Wish survivor himself, award-winning country vocalist, motivational speaker, and author, with opening act, The Billies. The Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert is Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Join us in making a child's wish come true. We can make a difference. Purchase your tickets now. $20 for concert seating. Reserve a sponsor VIP table for 8 with champagne and dessert, $400. Cabaret dessert tables for 4, $200. Tickets available at Wind River Casino, both Mary's Pizza Shack locations, and both Utopet locations. Join us Saturday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. for the Make-A-Wish Benefit Concert starring Kevin Sharp. We can make a difference. Special thanks to Q97. For more information, log on to windriver.com or contact Barbara Harrison at 229-0398.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning on KCNR 1460. It's currently 59 degrees. It looks like we're going to get to around, no way.
Mid-80s.
No, I picked it up and went, Okay, 83. We like that. I just came back from Palm Desert. My girlfriend, who I don't see but once a year, arranged to switch out her timeshare. So we stayed at the Marriott Villas, and the weather was, I flew in from rain here, and I changed my boots out of my boots at the airport because I had a friend pick me up and did some business. I think I've arranged to do a performance next year, so maybe I'll come down to Palm Springs or something for Valentine's Day. Meanwhile, you know, we're back in the saddle here, and I just wanted to tell you that Saturday night, you know, is Anselmo's, and they're doing a Renaissance harvest costume. I mean, really, they're going all out. They're changing the entrance into like a village, and the tickets are $40 a person, and that's a set dinner, a fabulous five-course dinner. It's just a real deal, and when they do their blowouts, like, this is incredible. So come in costume. I'll be singing. I have Lou White's going to be playing guitar. I'm going to be playing saxophone and flute. And Bruce Kalin is on bass. And Johnny Gonzalez is on keyboards. And Dan Kinkle. So we hope to see you out there. It'll be the last time I'm going to be doing a show before the holidays. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out. Be a great night. And Jeff, you look so dapper this morning.
Well, my wife dresses me well in the morning.
Oh, stop. Okay, so do you care before, you know, here we are this morning. We're going to be talking about a lot of issues. Of course, you how many clients do you have?
Well, that's a good question. I have approximately 2,000 households of people I am fortunate to be helping out here in the North State. So, you know, probably somewhere north of 5,000 people total.
That's staggering. That's a lot of shaky howdy and people, you know, again, you're smiling, but seriously, that's you know, you've worked really hard too. How long have you been doing what you do, insurance?
Actually, I just celebrated my 25th anniversary with State Farm. I started in January of 86, but I moved up to the North State about a little over 11 years ago with my wife and 2 daughters.
Okay, and then you have your one of your daughters is away at college on dancing is a scholarship or dancing in a actually, is it Santa Barbara?
No, that is actually my dancing partner, Julie Correa.
Okay,
is at Santa Barbara.
Okay,
my daughter is a sophomore at Oregon State University.
Okay,
this year.
Okay, that okay. So yeah. You were the great dad, the kid that went up to help change a tire.
Yes.
How could I ever forget that?
Yes.
We talked about that. Not, I saw you at Richard Simmons.
That is correct. Yeah, and yeah. That's Richard is a guy that it always imprints on your mind after you've seen him in person, isn't he?
The people you would never think stood up because the whole room stood up, and it was he's a very moving, motivational guy, and I would have never have thought in a million years that he would move me the way he did.
Yeah, it was amazing to see him, especially in the venue of the Cascade Theater. I mean, a sold-out event, got people up and moving here in the North State. That was Shasta Regional Medical Center's,
right.
You know, Healthier You Lifestyle right. Challenge. Actually, now they're following up with the couch to trot thing. You know, get off the couch and get prepared for the turkey trot on Thanksgiving Day.
Couch to trot.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, you're on several boards, and you're very, very involved in the community. Why don't you share with our listeners, beyond being the insurance expert that you are with State Farm, what are some of the boards, some of the involvements that you have in the community?
I appreciate that. I currently sit on the United Way board here for Shasta County. Some of the other boards, I sit on Shasta Regional Medical Center's governing board. I am on Mercy Medical Center's advisory board. I sit on Shasta 21st Century Career Connections advisory board as well, and that's pretty much trying to help elementary schools all the way up through secondary schools in the area get our youth ready for the job market. So it helps them to kind of coordinate their programs and show them what's available in the North State. Recently left the Chamber Board. I had a misfortune to serve 7 years on there. I'm also a fairly new member in Reading Rotary Club. That's referred to as a Thursday club here. And that's a little bit of my association with Mark LaSalle that we're going to have on later, who is the director of the Shasta Economic Development Council.
Right, and he's going to tell us what's going on. So
right,
I know
right.
Everybody wants to hear that. Go ahead. Did you have another
no,
add
I think,
more to that
no,
list?
I think, you know, on the family board, you know, I help finance that Oregon State University, the cheerleader at Shasta High is my youngest daughter.
Aww.
So, you know, we're still kind of in that limousine mode, you know, going up and down I-5 and around the local high school. So we're very fortunate, Linda.
Well, that's exactly the reason that I wanted you to be on today. You've got your fingers in a lot of pies. And so this is the perfect time for people. Our chat pack can ask questions. It could be about some of the boards that you sit on. We're going to be, you know, pretty much open to have people call and, ask questions. We are getting involved and also wanted to share with you one thing. I always start the day off with this, but of course I couldn't go into it because I needed to, A, turn the phone over to Carl and then find out what was happening with the market and then find out from you. But before we take a break, I just want to let you know that today is the official Columbus Day.
There we go, Christopher Columbus.
I know. there you go. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And on this day, with a crew of 90 and three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the
Santa Maria,
he landed on Guanahani Island in the Bahamas.
Very nice. And which resort was he able to stay
at? He was the Italian-born Christopher Columbus, sailing for Spain's Queen Isabel, had been in search of a water passageway to Cathay. It was a long and dangerous journey across what Columbus called shoreless seas. So there was much jubilation when they saw land. Columbus remained renamed the island San Salvador and claimed it for the Spanish crown. An entry in his journal described meeting the natives of the island like this: as I saw that they were friendly to us and perceived that they could be much more easily converted to our holy faith by gentle means than by force. He goes on to say, I presented them with some red caps and strings of beads to wear upon the neck and many other trifles of small value wherewith they were much delighted and became wonderfully attached to us. Did you like the way people wrote back then? This was in his journal. And most people in Spanish-speaking countries in the Americas are still pretty much attached to Columbus as they continue to celebrate this day, of course, as a holiday in his honor. Well, okay, so Columbus Day was actually celebrated, not today, but today's official Columbus Day. Isn't that weird?
Very strange.
I guess that's how we take a Monday off, huh?
That's it.
All right. So coming back, we're going to be talking with Jeff Avery. What's on the tip of your lips? What are we coming back with?
You know, we dodged a bullet this last fire season up here in the North State, so I think maybe we'll just talk a little bit about, you know, everything that's going on there, everything from what the legislature passed to the insurance issues that come along with living in our beautiful area here.
Sounds great. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Oh, Get ready for the holidays by stopping by your local Fall Home and Holiday Show on October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. From inside out and top to bottom, you'll find everything you want to prepare your home for the approaching seasons. Also, local professionals will be there for advice and tips on improving and enhancing your home, including tips and ideas for the upcoming holidays. So much to see and learn at this year's Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank all of you who ordered your new stoves early. We are running a special now on some of the wood covers for the heaters we have in stock. Don't forget, now's the time to start changing those fuel filters on your tanks. Let Danny know when you're putting in your fuel order, and we'll bring them out with the delivery. For all the deer hunters, we have the small propane bottles, 2.5 to 9 gallons. For the folks that like that warm and fuzzy feeling of the internet, remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can order fuel, check out our stoves, or just browse online. For the person starting to put your lawn tools away in the shed, remember the ethanol-free 93. That way it'll be ready to start the next time you want to fire them up. Terry's been doing a lot more of the pay-forward accounts, which will help you through the winter, not having a big bill. And remember, calling in early for your kerosene orders will save you a lot of money as fuel prices keep going up. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Boots? Welcome back. 7:22 in the morning. It is the 12th of October. I'm ready, Boots. I'm here with Jeff Avery. Ow! Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. I don't have him on today, though. Jeff, let's talk fire. Let's just jump right into it.
Well, you know, one of the drawbacks of living where we're at is we have a huge fire danger in the North State, obviously, Linda. And fortunately up here, we didn't have any really big occurrences. A few acre fires here and there, you know, up to, I think, about 100 acre fire.
It's a fabulous season fight, by the way, so we didn't have that.
So we had beautiful, you know, our beautiful panoramic views all summer. I mean, just a wonderful, nice, mild summer. Yet it was still on everybody's mind. This last legislative year, the legislature passed a law that is taxing those people. They call it a fee, but they are taxing those people who live in unincorporated areas for CDF fire protection. And the amazing part about the whole fee thing is that it was actually money that was to pay for California Department of Fire Protection, but they didn't really write the law right, and it's taking money out of the CDF budget. So it's, you know, typical legislature, not really knowing what they're passing, but it got everybody up in arms because it started out being $150 per parcel out in the unincorporated areas. Well, then they updated it where there was a base fee plus $25 per building based on the acreage you had plus the number of buildings. So all of a sudden it was going from $150 plus. Some of these folks were going to be getting some $500 plus bills for fire protection. The amazing part is, just really, really convoluted. But then the amazing part is there are some people that pay a special district tax already for that fire protection. So the legislature, in their infinite wisdom, was actually giving them a break on that fee. Now, they kept calling a fee, not a tax, because that takes a, you know, 2/3 plus vote. And you know, can be ratified. Governor Jerry Brown said, hey, I will let you guys vote on any tax increases. So they didn't call it a tax, but arose by any other name, of course.
All right.
So what that leads up to is a lot of people are questioning, hey, what, you know, how's that affect me? Well, not only do they have that fee, but a lot of these folks pay a lot more for homeowners insurance, what the layman would call fire insurance. And, you know, if you choose to live out in the unincorporated areas and you're in an area that maybe doesn't have easy access, or you're, you know, more than a few miles away from a fire department, you're going to pay a lot more for that risk. You know, it's kind of like, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in town where a fire department can get to you within 5 minutes, or an area that might take 15 to 20 minutes for a fire truck to get to you? You obviously, it's just a higher risk you're paying for. One of the best examples that people really don't think that much about is Lake California. It's a beautiful area in Cottonwood, very well done. You know, there's fire hydrants. They even have a volunteer fire department. Unfortunately, the insurance services offices has rated them as a class 10, which unlike trying to find your perfect prom date, a 10 is not a good thing to be in a fire protection district. You want to be in a 1, 2, 3, or 4. So the higher your number, the higher the risk.
And who rates in. And who rates the districts?
It's a industry organization called ISO, or Insurance Services Office, and they come through and they look at what's the response time, what do they have water available, the fire hydrants, you know, a big river, a pond, something like that, and how well manned is the fire department, and are they funded correctly? Well, the big drawback for the Cottonwood enclave of Lake California is that they aren't paying a tax, and their response time isn't what they need to have what is considered a good response of fire department that's going to protect their structures. What that means is that they are not able to get the mutual insurance companies, or the better insurance companies, I don't want to say better, but the California licensed companies to protect them. So they go into what's called a surplus line carriers, which a lot of those are carriers that are charging a very high premium for their insurance. Sometimes those folks are paying 3 to 4 times in Lake California what they would in other parts of Cottonwood, unfortunately.
That's interesting. I mean, I understand the response time, but when you think, it's kind of ironic because you hear Lake California. Yeah. There's water.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're a 10. It's just weird.
Yeah, and it's
how political is that, seriously?
Not so much political as a little bit of how are these people wanting to finance the protection they're getting. You know, they are paying the same taxes as anybody else in Shasta County, but they aren't paying as much of the fee for having the county fire department to protect them. CDF will respond to those areas for the brush fires, but mainly CDF is not there for structure fires as their primary thing. They are there to help protect those structures from catching fire, but their primary thing isn't to come to respond to a house fire in unincorporated areas.
Okay, so we have about, what did you just put up, a minute?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. So, all right, so we talked about fires and there's so much to be talking about that, but there's really, we've had a really pretty minimal year as far as outbreak of fires in this fabulous area that we live in, because remember 2 years ago it was just, with the thunderstorms, was there 1,600 fires or something like that? Carl and I drove into it and with just... Oh, all right. So, you know, let's talk about the when we come back, let's talk about the insurance commissioner. I know that we're also going to be and what's changing in our world. Just like money is changing, stocks are changing. Maybe perhaps there's some things in the insurance world that we need to know about that are up on the block to change, and you're here to tell us about that as well. We do have Valerie Ing Miller coming in as well as far as the entertainment segment to talk about what's happening at the Cascade, Kevin Sharp, and then, of course, Mark LaSalle. So we are taking your calls and your emails here, KCNR1460.com. I can see some of your chat packers, Indy Guy, JDR, and Sharon, and, you know, love you. I don't know if Sun Gold's on there yet, but, you know, we missed you, and so glad we're back. Going to take a break here, and if we go out early, let's play some good music, Bob. We're going to get into Fox Music.
Well, quick reminder for listeners that this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, big supporters of the local veterans community, and that's where you'll find Northern California's largest walk-in humidor, as well as the T&B Sweeties. They'll make you up a great, an absolutely great coffee drink. Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive. Free Fire Radio will continue right after Fox News.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day in a sea of green. Investors are optimistic Slovakia will reach a deal, allowing the Eurozone to expand its rescue fund at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow up 55 points. Chrysler and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative labor deal. The agreement includes $4.5 billion of investment to produce new models and upgraded vehicles. UAW President Bob King says the Chrysler Pact would also add 2,100 jobs by 2015. The UAW now has agreements with all three major U.S. automakers. And Sony suspends more than 90,000 online accounts after a security breach. The company says it found a large amount of unauthorized sign-in attempts on its PlayStation network and other online entertainment services. Sony also says the credit card information for those users are not at risk. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Furniture for life, Huber's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true.
The prices are falling now at Kubler's Furniture. It's Kubler's Furniture's fabulous fall savings event. Find the best selection and best prices for everything in your home, including a great selection of dining room sets perfect for upcoming holiday entertaining. You'll find a huge selection of living room sets, bedroom sets, pub tables, entertainment centers, and accessories. Hurry in. You'll find a beautiful 7-piece pub-style dining set for just $9.88 and great buys on beauty sleep sets starting at $2.99. Don't miss the fall furniture sale going on now at Kubler's Furniture, where prices are falling. Like Kubler's on Facebook and win great prizes.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
The fall furniture sale is going on through the end of the month. Kubler's Furniture, located at 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, and my guest is Jeff Avery. Let's just jump right into it. We were talking about the insurance commissioner. Who's the insurance commissioner?
Davy Jones this year.
And you were telling, what do you think?
Davy is a very, very intelligent man. He's a career politician, came up through the legislature, and he wants to make a career out of politics. So his next run will probably be for another office within the state, lieutenant governor, more likely governor. So he's working hard to make a name for himself.
Can you see yourself doing that?
Oh my God! I don't know. I think the frontal lobotomy is you're hurt much. Maybe Dr. James Tate over here at Patients Hospital would probably take me in and take care of that.
It was good. I just wonder, because I can. You're so, like I said, you're so diverse, and you have so many. You are politically involved. You can't sit on a board, and not somehow. I mean, you've got to move and shake to be on all these different boards. So, and then, like you said, you touch 5,000 people's lives when it comes to some sort of insurance. So it seems like that would be a natural question to ask one of your stature.
Yeah, and I have a lot of respect for the public servants. I mean, everything from those who serve on school boards to planning commissions, city council, all the way up. It is a special breed. Running city council, they make something, $600 a month, and for the time they get, I think they make about $1.25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a lot of respect for that, but it's not something I personally would really want to get involved in.
Well, I have a question for you, and I just throw it out to the chat pack. If you guys have questions or, call in, get it why it's here. And that means a man, it's right smack in the middle of information. I mean, I was just recently with a friend who she and her husband used to be, started an insurance company. And then, of course, he retired early. And then both of them, this is just an example. I'm sure many people listening have had this experience. All of a sudden, they get a letter and they're canceled from their insurance. And they're asking why, and it's hard to explain. Why would somebody, after being with an insurance company for years, be canceled from their insurance if they pay?
That's a good question. And to make sure that there are fair rules that treat those consumers right is the reason why there is a Department of Insurance and hopefully a strong insurance commissioner. Variety of reasons why somebody could cancel. I'm assuming you're meaning homeowners insurance. Is that correct?
No, I'm talking about medical insurance.
Oh, medical insurance or health insurance. Wow. The thing about health insurance is that once you have it, it's almost impossible to cancel you, and for good reason. I mean, the whole purpose of having health insurance is to make sure it's there when you're sick. So an insurance company is not really allowed that, if George Jetson gets a policy and 4 years later George contracts some horrible disease or is in a horrific accident, that they just can't cancel him because they don't want to now pay these medical bills that are rolling in. About the only reason they can really do for health insurance is if there is a material misrepresentation on the original application, and really that's even limited by time, typically depending on the state you're in, within a 2-year period.
Aren't some of the major providers just flat out pulling out of California, leaving some people in the lurch?
That can be. When a company pulls out, obviously they're totally leaving. Up here in the North State, the two big 600-pound gorillas or 800-pound gorillas are, of course, Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And so they kind of dominate the market. You don't see a lot of them doing what you're mentioning, but that is a rare occurrence that somebody gets canceled on a health insurance policy without, as Bob mentioned, without a company actually leaving the state.
Okay, so maybe on this particular situation, actually it affected both of them because he works for a company. He turned 62, and maybe the company was changing providers. So as they change providers, which a lot of people are doing to work when they're crunching their numbers or whatever they're doing, they have to go through all of the acceptance again with a new provider. So this particular person, because they were on a certain kind of medication, was denied, and they both went around for 2 or 3 months not being able to be insured. And let me tell you something, that really played with their heads.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely gets your attention. Typically on a group policy, if it was a company and they were actually in a group policy, the provider has to take all comers, but it could have been, and I don't know, maybe it was a smaller company and they were going from group coverages to individual coverages, and individual health policies are typically less expensive. So if it was a small company, maybe they were trying to buy individual policies or offering to pay for those individual policies for their employees for that.
Well, we do have a, it's not, you know, it's actually a personal message, but I won't say who it is, but this person's health insurance was canceled because they did not cover her diagnosis, something of with the brain. They just quit the automatic withdrawal from the checking account. So, you know, I'm just saying that there are, you know, Jeff, you're fair. You go the extra mile. But there's a lot of this happening right now. People are just like, what? Okay, so let's say, we're talking about a friend on a kind of a lighter note. I mean, a lot of people at a certain age, their cholesterol gets high and they have to take cholesterol. Some people can be denied from getting health insurance because they take a cholesterol pill.
It's rare that they will get totally denied. They typically will get rated, or what they call an underwriting low, where they're charging you more. And you know, for your friend and the one that's in the chat room that's bringing this up, if you're an employee and they're changing the coverage within your company and something happens where now you're getting denied, the first recommendation I would have is go work with your human resources department. You know, the people there, go through, have them explain to you what's going on, help working it through. If that answer isn't what you expected and you're working with the company rep for the insurance company and that's still not making sense, or you're an individual like this person in the chat room, there's a consumer hotline for the Department of Insurance that you can call, and it's listed in the you know, the front of the phone book under the State Department of Insurance. It is there to help in these situations. You know, you'd like to think that everybody's being treated fairly, but Linda, there's still people involved within the insurance companies. Not only are mistakes made, sometimes
papers,
things, you know, papers, but you want to make sure you're getting treated fairly, and more importantly, that the insurance companies are following the law, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful news. Well, we're going to take a break. You know, that's kind of, you know, that's who you are. That's what you represent. That's why, you know, these things are happening. I hear it all around me. I hear it on strangers on the plane, you know. People work for companies, and the company's gone down, and they have to go go through all of the examination. And if people are honest, a lot of people are not being insured because of the fact that they had a pre-existing condition. So we can talk a little bit about that later. But Valerie is in the house, and you know what? She has her dog with her. So yeah, you should be here. You should be able to see all this.
All right, and one last thing: anytime you're leaving an employment or they are removing group coverage, there is the COBRA laws, which means you have to have 18 months of coverage offered up to you. You might be paying a lot for it, but at least you know you're going to have that coverage.
Right, right. There you go. Thanks for that. Okay, we'll be right back. Jeff Avery is our special guest today here on KCNR. And coming back, we're going to hear what's going on at the Cascade. What's going on downtown? Valerie Ing Miller will tell you in just a minute. KCNR 1460.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and
You're
dodge some motor
to Fox
oil.
News Radio.
I hear
you. This
morning
the 1 minute
was fertilized.
News service
Nothing
channel.
Quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim a green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Well, you know what, Valerie, you've been in the studio long enough. You know you're not allowed to have an open cup of coffee.
I'm so sorry.
I'll find a top for you.
I didn't see a lid. I'll be good.
Well, no, that's all right. We were talking at the break, and of course, Jeff Avery is our guest, and so is Valerie Ng Miller. Welcome to the program, and you brought your buddy.
I did. You know, I figured since it's the entertainment section this morning, I would bring an entertainer along with me.
Okay, so how is the entertainer doing?
The entertainer, Casper, he's doing well. Casper is my West Highland White Terrier. He's kind of the downtown dog. Uh-huh. If you've ever seen those 3D caricature maps of downtown Reading, he's on it. So he's been a star for a while now, and it hasn't gone to his head. And my daughter goes to U-Prep, and she's in the fall musical that they're doing in November. They're doing Annie.
Exactly what Jeff was just saying.
That he's doing Annie, or that he figured my dog was starring in Annie.
He figured your dog
yes,
was starring in Annie.
He's going to be Sandy. He's going to be Sandy. It's
he's
cute.
Is that Sandy? Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we wanted to make sure, okay, we've got, Jeff's been here since the top of the hour, and of course he's sitting in for Carl. Carl called in earlier, and he's en route. He's going to be having a long day. Long day. He's going to be flying all the from, I think he's got two connections. And if it's anything like mine, San Francisco was a nightmare and I got stuck.
You mean it's not just like me where I live like 8 blocks away, but still I can't get anywhere on time. He's actually not in town.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Well,
good. It's a kindler, gentler Carl this morning with Jeff.
Gentler Carl. Well, I mean,
Carl knows I love him.
Yes,
though.
I know. But Jeff is a Jeff can lay it. Jeff can definitely twinkle his toes on the dance floor. He was a Mr. Elegant. He danced at the start 2 years ago.
2 years ago now, yeah.
Oh, so superb, yeah.
Hey, speaking of twinkle toes.
Oh, okay. Now, Valerie Ng Miller, you know, every time you go to the Cascade and you see a concert, the lovely blonde who comes out and introduces the show, and you also have your own radio show that you do on JPR, mm-hmm. So we know you're very involved, and we love the Cascade, and you do your classical show from 12 to 4?
Noon to 4.
Mm-hmm. Noon to 4.
The old oldies.
And I always brag about you because I hear Valerie, and I go visit her, and she goes, and you're listening to in C, E flat major in the hall, and the dog's running around, and then she goes and she types the same thing on the computer when she gets off. She moves the board, and then she goes, starts to tell me about, hey, saw these great pair of shoes, and we start to talk. And I'm like, how does this woman multitask?
I know. When's it going to end?
You are the bomb when it comes to the IP of all the women I know. You are the queen of multitask.
Why, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, so sweet.
You know, of course. course, you've got your column on newscafe.com, too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I love doing the column on News Cafe. I really do. It's Mistress of the Mix.
I'm the Mistress of the Mix. Mistress of the Mix? Yep. Is that perfect?
Every other Friday, if you tune into newscafe.com, I do a little, a music column where I write an essay about something going on, usually in my life or someone else's life, and then a playlist to go along with it. Last Friday, I did a whole playlist about whistling. Because I can't whistle. You want to see me whistle? You want to see me whistle?
Yeah,
it's really
let's
funny.
Let's see if we can hear you whistle.
Oh, you can hear me, but it just won't sound like.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, that kind of whistling.
Yeah. Isn't that horrible?
No, because that's
I look like I don't have any bottom teeth.
Your mouth looks like at that point you should have two fingers in it.
I know.
That kind of whistling.
I can't do that kind. I can't do that whistle either. No, it doesn't work. But there are so many awesome songs right now that incorporate whistling.
Really?
Oh, there's three in the top 10.
Did you while you were looking at that, did you see that? At one time, this is what people would put concerts on that were whistlers.
Apparently, there's a whistlers union.
Yes.
I found this out. And there's a whistlers convention.
Nice.
Yeah. I heard whistlers' mother shows up every once in a while.
All right. So what's happening? What do you have in your hand?
Oh,
there?
My gosh. Well, I have some tickets to give away.
Oh.
To an awesome show that I think you will love. And we have so many things going on in the Cascade in the next month or so. This weekend, we've got a great event that's free, by the way, so we can't give away tickets because you don't need one. It's absolutely
you
free.
You have a free event at the Cascade.
Actually, it's two free events,
wow,
to tell you the truth. You can go to both or just choose to go to one. We have, over the last couple of years, been fundraising with the very generous help of The Catalyst, a group of young professionals.
Yes.
They've been putting on film events in the theater, which, God bless them, because the movie projector is not the best. You know, for the state-of-the-art movie house that we were in 1935, our state-of-the-art equipment is 1935. It's not that bad, but it hasn't been the greatest. The movies, the color, the picture quality isn't so great. But
this is where they do the film festival.
Yes, and thankfully,
yes,
Reading Rotary, who's been really involved in the Sundial Film Festival in the past, and Catalyst have both helped quite a bit, as has the community, in raising $35,000 that we needed to buy a new projector. So we've got a brand new HD Christie projector that is going. We're going to show it off this weekend and hold two free film events so that people can get a chance to see what film looks like.
Okay, when we come back from our break, let's hear about what the free film events are. We got to take a break for our sponsors here. Valerie Ying Miller is going to tell you what's free, and we have some tickets to give away. We're going to hear all what's happening. And that was the sound of headphones coming off.
Bad Jeff. You're such a novice.
At least he wasn't. Let's see if we can whistle as we go out.
Rookie mistake.
KCNR 1460.
Sister Christian, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say.
Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Cypress Street, down there off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Go down there, get a real haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Now,
give me some loving!
Valerie Ing Miller is our guest, and Jeff Avery's just trying to figure out what happened all of a sudden.
All the estrogen.
Yeah, well, no, Mark LaSalle is going to be here.
Two guys, two women, and we're hopelessly outnumbered.
He's in, and okay, so Valerie, we've got, I know you have to be somewhere, so tell us what's going on.
Yeah, my dentist is going to be mad at me if I don't show up pretty quick.
Uh-oh.
So this weekend's free event at 2 o'clock, we're going to be showing Toy Story 3, an Oscar winner for Best Animated Feature, so you can really kind of see that vibrant color on the screen. Totally free. All you have to do is show up and watch Toy Story 3.
Wow.
Then at 6 o'clock in the evening, we're going to show another one of this year's Oscar winners, Inception, the Leo DiCaprio movie.
That was great.
Yeah, and it won the Oscar for Best Special Effects. Mm-hmm. So again, it's going to be another really visually stimulating, but more adult-oriented drama. It's PG-13, I think. So you can bring the kids in the afternoon, drop them off, come back in the evening if you want to watch the second movie, and it's totally free. We're also going to be showing a little Ted shorty, because Ted is coming to Reading in February. We'll have to talk about that again sometime later. Get some folks here from the Catalyst to talk about that. And also we'll show a little short film that was made by local filmmakers Jesse Roston and Callie Markle. So...
Is that going to be the one on the pushing cart?
No, not the cart. It's a different one.
Oh, God.
A different one.
Wonderful. Love the cart. The cart won last year.
So that's what's happening this weekend, and it's free. We want to show off the projector. We want to let people know about the other things that JPR and the Cascade Theater are doing in the community to make the cultural and entertainment experience even better in the future. Show off what we've done with the help of the community, and then we've got so many cool things coming up in the next month. October 23rd, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is going to be here. And the Vienna Boys Choir is going to be here October 26th. And, you know, they do all those old oldies, like the ones I play on the show in the afternoon on the classical show. But they also do the Beatles songs.
The Vienna Boys Choir.
Okay. Yeah, they do Sting. They do... They do
what
Michael
are the ages
Jackson.
Of the, when they say Vienna Boys Choir? What's the age?
I'm going to say pre-puberty.
So,
well, you know, before their voice breaks,
So is it like 7? Are they 7, 8, 9, 10?
10 is pretty, 10 is a pretty good average age.
And what are they, are they really, I know it's Vienna Boys Choir, are they based in Vienna?
They're from Vienna, they are German. I don't know if any of them speak any English. Here's a picture of them, you can see all these cute little boys in their little suits, how young they are. Anyway, they're adorable, and they sing really high, kind of these soprano voices. I don't know what you call that in a...
Early members, Franz Schubert, musicians like Wolfgang Amadeus,
but they do,
Mozart.
But they do, I mean, they do some Michael Jackson tunes, and they do some Beatles stuff on their latest album. And then also in November, we've got Ricky Lee Jones coming and Jackson Browne. I think Jackson Browne's on the 4th of November, totally sold out.
Yeah.
And then the very next night is Ricky Lee Jones. And I have some tickets to the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra to give away today.
Okay, well, first of all, let's go back. Before we go with the free tickets, go back. Let's hear about the free shows again at Cascade.
Free shows this Sunday.
Sunday.
The 16th, doors open at 1. 2 o'clock, we're showing Toy Story 3 to show off the new projector that the community helped us put in. And then at 6 o'clock in the evening, we're going to be showing a more adult-oriented, adult situational film, which is Inception.
All right.
So, again, free, and we'll show a couple of other shorty films as well.
And speaking of free, you've got tickets to give away to the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and to give a call, 605-4567. First caller, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is October 23rd, guys. It's a 7:30 show. Give us a call here. Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. Thanks, Jeff. got a lot of stuff coming up at the next hour. Say bye.
Bye.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He admits he tried to blow up a plane with a bomb hidden in his underwear. A Nigerian terrorist changing his plea to guilty in Detroit. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live outside the federal court.
Dave, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, dressed in a long shirt, suit jacket, and black skull cap, stands before the judge and answers a series of questions, then delivers his own statement, saying he decided in late 2009 to fulfill jihad. The Nigerian man says he tried to do it using explosives hidden in his underwear and worked with at least one person to retaliate against the U.S., where he says it's support of Israel and killing Muslims in various countries. He faces life in prison and will be sentenced on January 12th. Dave?
Jennifer, the Attorney General's just been called on the carpet over Fast and Furious. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Attorney General Eric Holder has been delivered a subpoena from the House Oversight Committee, the panel investigating the botched gun-running operation that sent weapons to Mexico. Committee Chairman, California Republican Darrell Issa, says the subpoena requires Holder to hand over all Justice Department documents related to Operation Fast and Furious. Holder testified in May he'd learned of the operation just weeks prior, a claim that some documents seemed to contradict. Holder stands by that testimony, saying any earlier memos about the operation did not point to any problems. Dave.
Jared, the U.S. wants to take strong action against Iran for the plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the U.S.
Put a little pressure on our European allies. They have a lot of contracts in Iran. They ought to stop doing that.
Republican Congressman Mike Rogers doesn't believe Iran's denials it was not involved in the plot. Syrians in the streets rallying for their president. While in Virginia, a Syrian-born U.S. citizen's been indicted, charged with spying on American activists to help Syria's regime continue a deadly crackdown on protests. The day after blocking President Obama's jobs bill, Orrin Hatch and Senate Republicans are digging in.
It would just wreck our country and make us even more in debt.
The White House isn't giving up, planning to try to pass parts of the plan. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
So, wondering, have you ever been in a long-distance relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm in one right now.
Really? How far?
135,000 miles.
What?
Yeah, that's how far I can go with the warranty on my Mercedes.
Purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz right now with an optional extended limited warranty, and your vehicle may be covered for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz undergoes rigorous inspections by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And it also comes with roadside assistance and 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. So along with our 135,000-mile extended limited warranty, we extend this invitation. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
Herman Cain says he expected it now that he's near the top of the presidential pack. The attacks on his 999 tax plan at last night's Republican debate, where Michelle Bachmann said, turn it upside down, it's 666 and the devil's in the details.
Representative Michelle Bachmann's comment was cute, but she doesn't have a plan for economic growth and jobs.
Now, most of the candidates, including Newt Gingrich, are this morning addressing New Hampshire lawmakers.
If we're going to truly change Washington, it is going to take 8 hard, challenging years of effort.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in a case that could determine whether jails may routinely strip search people who've been arrested, no matter the reason. The case involves a man who was put in jail based on a warrant for a traffic fine he'd already paid. He says authorities violated his constitutional rights when they twice made him submit to strip searches. Sony wants you to watch out when you watch some of its TVs.
You've probably seen it.
Well, sports are shot on a Sony. Shouldn't you watch him on one?
Football star Peyton Manning in a commercial for Sony Bravia. Maybe you've seen it on a Sony Bravia. And if you've noticed the TV gets a little too warm, you're not alone. Sony has recalled more than 1.5 million of them sold worldwide the past 4 years. The recall is voluntary, since the only Bravias reported to have overheated were in Japan. 11 of them got so hot that the tops of them started to melt. Sony says it's because of a bad component in the backlighting system, and it's not in every model. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Seeing some gains on Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 93 points. The Tigers get some growl back.
Bat is hammered in the air to left.
One of three Detroit homers in a 5-2 win over the Texas Rangers on Fox, taking Game 3 after losing the first two in the American League Championship Series. Game 4 will be this afternoon, and then tonight, Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. The Brewers and Cardinals tied at 1-1. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott, and of course my guest has been Jeff Avery this morning. We've got a whole hour ahead of us. Mark LaSalle will be on in just a moment. Let's go and introduce our guests to talk about a very special event that's coming up in Wind River. And so let's throw it. What do you think, Jeff? Let's throw it to Barbara. Barbara.
See what you did to my mic? You spoke and it
Barbara
fell down.
Barbara Brandy. Okay, what's happening with Make-A-Wish? We're talking about October 22nd. Share with us what's going on.
All right.
Hold on just a second.
Okay. So we've got a microphone.
What
and
are you doing here?
I wish you could just see what goes on in the studio live. It's a
no,
trip.
No, you don't want to be here. Trust me. just visualize everything. It's better.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we're having a great concert down at Wind River. They're putting it on and helping us with all the bells and whistles. What a wonderful outfit to work for or work with, whatever you want to put it. But Brandy is awesome. Both. Brandy Jones is here. And she's their marketing director down there, and she's just helped me out a lot. Anyway, we have Kevin Sharp coming from Nashville. Hopefully he'll be on the air here in a little bit. He is a country western star. He is a motivational speaker. And best of all, he is a Make-A-Wish survivor. So he's been down this road, and he can tell you stories that and they're true because he's been there.
He's so amazing.
He is amazing. He really, really is amazing. And we have Billy and Patrick from Q97 are going to be our MCs, and also have the Billies coming, which is a local Western band group that is just a kick and a lot of fun. And
really?
I can't wait. Oh gosh, they are just so much fun. And there's going to be a little special show that. They do with Billy at Q97, so you'll be surprised about that one.
All right.
So it'll be good.
Well, unlike other stations, we don't mind talking about
our competition
because we think that Billy and Patrick are wonderful. They do so much for our community, and they
you guys do too. It's a shared thing.
And I just think that they're a class act.
Yep.
You know what? That you can say who they are and their station any day of the week, and they're doing stuff for Make-A-Wish. So can you get any better than that?
Yeah.
Now, Brandy, you've been with Wind River, and you have some information about the concert hall in itself.
Yes, well, we've remodeled it a little bit. New carpet, new filters inside, so you can't really smell the smoke from the casino coming into that area. And Barbara forgot to mention what great seating we have.
Yeah, I was going to go ahead.
And so we have VIP tables for eight that come with some really great desserts and champagne, and those are for eight, and $400 for eight,
correct.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yes. It's and kind of a cascading dessert centerpiece, so it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Some mini cheesecakes. And
Jeff is over here going,
yeah. I know, breakfast, right?
And we can't hear him.
We have cabaret seating, which is the four per person. Four people per table, and those are $50 each. And those also come with dessert. And then we have regular general admission for $20.
Super.
And so there's not a bad seat in the house.
Fabulous.
True. Yes.
Great.
Dance floors, so you can get down a little bit.
All right.
I know Jeff likes to get down.
Yeah, he likes to. Okay, you guys, because we make a commitment that 10 minutes after every hour, we do hear about the Wells Fargo moment, so we need to take this call, and then we'll come back.
I want to know where my gold is.
And when,
besides at Jeff's office with my insurance.
Or besides on his wife's hand. So let's find out what's going on with Kathy, at our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 99 points at 11,515. The S&P 500 is positive 14 at 1,210. And the NASDAQ is positive 32 at 2,615. Active stocks today include Bank of America, which is up 5 cents at $6.42, and Ford Motor up 39 cents at $11.63. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 7 cents at $9.11. North Valley Bank is down 24 cents at $9.76, and Tri-County's Bank is up 40 cents at $13.65. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the Treasury yield for the 10-year time frame at 2.20%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $18.40 at $16.79.40. Silver is up 49 cents at $32.49, and crude oil is up 4 cents at $85.85. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you. We'll be right back, and we're going to hear more about what's happening. I think Kevin Sharp should be calling in, and Jeff Ravers here, and Mark LaSalle. And don't go away, because we're going to be taking your calls and talking more about what's going on in town this coming up in the next few weeks. Be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fall Home and Holiday Show, featuring the best in new products, ideas, and designs by local businesses, with great ideas for your home and holiday preparation needs, with exclusive home show only discounts. Talk with local vendors and experts and get professional advice on everything you need to enhance your home. Get a head start on the holidays and browse the gift and holiday booths. Your local premier home show is happening October 29th and 30th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Don't miss it. More information online at www.readinghomeexpo.com. See you there.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking to... Hey, you know what? Let's talk about the weather, too. It's currently 56 degrees. Burr. We're going to have about 83 today. It looks like we're going to have a great sunny day. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. 8:11 in the morning, guys. Welcome to the show here, 1460 on your dial. We love it when you are with us and you join our chat pack. And right now, we wanted to cover a concert that's coming up, Make-A-Wish. Everyone feels really close whenever they get involved with Make-A-Wish, because it truly is, you select somebody to help her wish come true. And let's talk about what's going on October 22nd. Barbara.
Well, you know, you just mentioned selecting a person for a wish, and I got to tell you, I made a trip to Sacramento yesterday and went to our new building and facility down there and interviewed a child from Reading for her wish. And it was awesome, because they have a whole little system down there. Up here, when we do it, we go to their home or we meet at a pizza place or whatever it may be. Down there, they have a special little room. They have a wishing well, and they get to write out on a piece of paper what their three wishes are, and we choose and go from there. And they drop it in a little wishing well, and they have a key to open it up. And, I mean, it is just a wonderful sight. And this is the first time I've done Make-A-Wish, 27 years, and I've never been involved in something like this. And so it's all new down there, and it's just a wonderful new building and facility. It was a lot of fun. We had a blast.
So the 22nd is what makes it so special as mm-hmm. well, is that Kevin Sharp is going to be headlining, and he is a Make-A-Wish
survivor. Right.
And
he'll talk a little bit about that, and it'll bring your Kleenex right to the floor, let me tell you, mm-hmm. because it's very moving, and it's true. It actually did happen to him. He's not, you know, faking anything at all. It's the truth of his life, and that what he went through. It's pretty amazing. He's quite a guy.
And he's been
here. And he's so talented. He sings so beautifully.
He's been here before.
Yes.
And I remember when he first hit Nashville, I think he was a Sacramento boy. So I remember hearing about this guy and then seeing this guy and then talking to this guy. And it's really something you don't want to miss. So make a wish. And then, of course, you've got the tables. I think we here at KCNR are going to sponsor a table. And
thank you very much.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is something that you want to get. How wonderful to make a wish. So the girl that you were selecting the three wishes, her wishes that she wanted, was that the gal who's going to receive a wish that night?
No, we have no one receiving a wish that night.
Okay.
No one is in that, fall into that category yet. There's a series of things that they have to go through, getting approved by their doctor, by the board, so on and so forth, and we don't have a child in play yet to be able to do that. We are hoping to set one up for when we do the radiothon in March, so hopefully that'll happen.
Okay, so Brandy, what we also wanted to get out to our listeners is that, okay, people get bugged sometimes when they're walking through the casino and it's smoky. You can go through the side entrance.
Yes, there's a non-smoking entrance that you can go to, and it leads right into the event center doors, so you don't have to go in the smoking area at all.
So that's something that we just need to say hello and pay, you know, understand that, you know, this is what you may think it is. That's me. That's my knee.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, okay, make a wish. Kevin Sharp, you know, maybe I know that you're saying that he's making lots of calls and calling around, so maybe we'll be hearing from him a little bit later. If not, I'll be on the air tonight. He's welcome to call tonight. And I've got On the Spot with Linda Bott happening at 6 o'clock. And I also may, I got to look through my emails, I may have some girlfriends that have just released a book that they may be calling in. And, of course, on stage with Lisa, so on and so forth. So thank you, ladies. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we take a break?
No. If you have any questions, please give me a call at my home, 229-0398, and I can set you up for any of the sponsor tables. Thank you very much.
Or you can pick up tickets at Wind River Casino, Mary's Pizza Shack, both locations. And Utah Fit.
Both locations.
Both locations.
Yeah, we've got good outlets.
All right.
Barbara, thank you for everything you do for the community, too.
Absolutely.
I know I'm involved. You're committed, so I really appreciate it.
I am committed in more ways than one. Thank you for bringing that up.
Or how about at the break, we're going to commit you.
There you go.
We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
To announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Linux would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Linux dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Linux have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Linux. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Linux dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Linux dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Linux, comfort you can trust.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the program. This is
This is Linda Bott. Carl and Linda Bott. Actually, Carl's. I could say this for a bit. He's on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. But sitting in for Carl is Jeff Avery. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we have a very special guest with us this morning.
Yes, we have Mark LaSalle. He is the president of the Shasta Economic Development Council.
Corporation. That's why
I'm
you
sorry.
Have a president.
It's a corporation.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. He's been there for 1 year. Previously owner of GMAC Real Estate, a transplant from New Zealand. And we were talking at the break. He came up here to help out with Shasta Livestock. He was in the cattle business. So, you know, I guess you moved up in the world, went from sheep in New Zealand to cattle in Shasta County.
You might call that moving up. New Zealand have a different opinion.
Well, hey, the reason we brought Mark in is, you know, with the economic crisis going on throughout the nation, and of course Shasta County's taking a big brunt of it. You know, the reported unemployment up here is a little over 16%. Sources around say it's probably more like actually 20%. So you think about at least one out of six, if not one out of five people out there looking for jobs are unemployed. Here yesterday, on the 10th, Governor Brown vetoed four of five bills that the California Chamber of Commerce labeled as job killers, which is great because, you know, here we have a Democratic governor, and a lot of times they don't think about what the economic impact is. And last Friday, the Republican Assembly Subcommittee on Business was having a hearing up here in Shasta County, and Mark, you were able to attend that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what they were talking about is what are the things that are making it difficult for business in California? And, I mean, we could spend a day, 24 hours on the radio talking about that. But, Mark, you were there. You heard some of the testimony of local business owners, probably some feedback from those committee members. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of the topics that were brought up there, and then we're going to talk about some of the challenges you have in helping to recruit businesses up here to Shasta County to help the employment situation.
Sure. Let me preface it. I mean, looking at California now, and you look at the job environment in California, and the unfortunate part is most of it's self-created. The great part of it is most of it's self-created. We aren't getting beaten. With the jobs aren't, we have a few jobs going offshore, but now we're seeing a number of jobs coming back. Companies aren't beating us offshore. We're challenging them. We're getting back in the game again. So things are good, but we've got some political issues that we've created that we now need to kind of start to undo. And that's what Friday was about. Dan Logue was up, and Assemblyman Dan Logue, and he held a hearing, basically had eight businesses there speaking and just talking about the legislative environment in their world. And, you know, some of the stories were quite horrific, quite honestly. I mean, when you get someone like Sierra Pacific, that's a major player in this community, a major player in California, and talking about something as simple as a timber plan. And they operate in three states, California, Oregon, and Washington. To do a timber plan in Oregon is about a two-page event, and I believe it costs, I think the numbers, if I wrote them down, were something like $1,500. In Washington, it was about $6,000 to do a timber plan. In California, it's $40,000. The same plan.
Wow.
For the same purpose. And what happens is we're creating these laws, and usually there's a genuine basis for the law. But the implementation of the law through the bureaucracies is just running away. And that was a common theme that came through each presenter that was there, was they believe in the law, they believe in the substance of why it was created, but the implementation of it, that there's just no movement there, no allowance for, you know, what that business owner is going through, how they're handling, you know, how they are trying to comply or in some time to comply. There was just this continual bureaucratic fight that's going on that's been, you know, coming from our state. And that's what we've got to overcome, and we can. I mean, it's going to take a fight, and it's going to take a challenge, and it's going to take everybody standing up and saying, you know, we've had enough. I mean,
too much government in California.
Too much government in California. I mean, that's the reality of it, and it's the not even so much as at the legislative level. I mean, one of the great comments that was made was, you know, and it was made at the very beginning, was that before any legislation is passed, we should be looking at the economic impact of that legislation before we pass it. You know, if we're going to challenge this or we want to change that, then let's really look at what's that impact going to be. I mean, that's the biggest issue in California right now is our economy. So before we pass a law, let's measure it against the effect on our economy to see that it's not going to hurt us more. And I think simple things or simple approaches such as that can make a dynamic change in the way we go about doing it.
Yeah, that's very good. You know, one of the things that was always brought up is AB 32, which is in the greenhouse gas passage. Mm-hmm. So here we are. We are worried about the environment. There's good reasons for that. Obviously, nobody disagrees with that. But why aren't they looking at the economic impact, the business impact? What's it going to do to help create jobs or diminish the jobs in our county, in our state, et cetera?
You know, if you're in the trucking industry right now, you know, we're looking at diesel fuels and the impact of putting the changes on required for the trucking industry. It's going to be huge. It's already closing down major trucking companies. Like it or not, these are the organizations that are responsible for getting the goods out and around our country. Without them, with added cost on that aspect of it, we're all going to be paying for it. For what benefit? I mean, or if it's for such a small benefit that it's no longer viable.
Right.
We just had a visiting friend that was from West Virginia, and he looked at us and he said, why are you in California doing business? That was the first thing he said. Well, you know, only crazies live in California and do business. And we were just like, well, yeah, but we're up here and look around. It's beautiful. And, you know, call us crazies if you will. You know, you either sink or swim. You got to get in and you got to get in the fight. So that's Linda, really interesting. I'm sure you hear that.
I hear that probably 10 times a day.
Yeah.
I'm talking to companies across the country. At the same time, why are you in California? Because you have access to the 8th largest economy in the world. You've got still got one of the highest educational standards in the world. We're number one in terms of innovation, number one in terms of venture capital of any state in the union. I mean, this is a dynamic place to do business. There's a lot of good reason to do business in California. Politically, we have our issues. In the manufacturing sector, certainly we have our issues politically. But can they be changed? I absolutely believe they can, and I think we're already starting to see that happen.
Good. Well, Jeff, I know that part of having Mark in this morning, we were talking about is that you're really trying to get people across the country to come to Reading to do business. People are, you see that I think people are trying to 50 cents a square foot. Come, we'll you know, what are the incentives and stuff like that. So, do we have some new companies coming that we don't know about yet that we maybe unveil today?
We've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline. I started with EDC a year ago, and we had two working files at that time when I came in. There'd been in a bit of flux. We've now got 18 companies we're working with. And when you look at, you know, the economy of the country and the world, you know, to get 18 companies to consider even shifting, moving, expanding, looking at California is a huge effort. Now, how many of those are we going to see? Will we see one, two, three? I don't know. I can't tell you that. I don't have that experience. And in all honesty right now, you know, every company is out there looking. Not, I shouldn't say everybody's out there looking. A number of these companies are out there looking. They're doing their planning. But there's every reason in the world for them to do nothing right now and sit and wait. And that's what we're dealing with.
Right. And anybody that's in sales knows it's about activity. You know, it isn't about just getting that one home run. You know,
it's about filling that pipeline.
That's it. You fill up that pipeline, you know,
yep.
you can hit a lot of singles and doubles and win the game. Right, Mark?
Correct. Absolutely right. And that's what we're working on. I went out yesterday afternoon. I ran around three of our smaller companies that are that come to town and are just starting up. And it's great. These are three small companies. One of them, I can't mention names on for reason, but each one of them had three people hired here. Another 25 people starting work over there. Another one was getting ready, and they're going to be hiring about 40. I mean, it was exciting afternoon. I just wish everybody could see things are happening. We're starting to see these things turning around. Companies are coming, and we're not dead by any means. I mean, there's a lot of good things going on. There's a lot of good future for California, and we're probably a stronger part of it now than we ever have been.
And that's the thing the general public doesn't always see, Mark. You know, I'm fortunate that we have a great small business product to offer, and I see some of those small startups that are coming in that, you know, they want to talk about insurance, they want to talk about their 401k plans. So not only are they bringing jobs in, but they're looking at, well, how can I take care of the employees that are coming in that I want to recruit? And, you know, I don't know if one of the companies you met with was called End Computing, but about 6 years ago, End Computing started up in the building where my office is. And if I remember right, there were six employees. Are they up over, what, like 60 or 70
they're
plus
right
employees?
Right around 50 now.
Okay,
but,
50.
But
they're growing.
Yeah, that's a great example of a company that's in the tech service industry.
Right.
And, you know, their market is basically marketing, technology, worldwide. And you walk into that organization and here's a bank on the phone, so the East Coast, Central U.S., West Coast. Then you've got South America, Asia, Europe, I mean, all operating from them in that room. You've got people in there with master's in chemistry and physics. You've got others in there that speak four languages. I mean, what a dynamic organization. And the incredible part is 95% of the people in there were recruited locally.
Yeah.
This came right out of our local labor force.
They recruit heavily from Simpson College, so here they are getting the products.
Yep.
And these are not $10 an hour employees. These are folks that start off at a great pay. They're very, once they're trained and they're producing, they're $40,000, $50,000 a year plus. Those are the type of jobs we want in Shasta.
And they're marketing for Silicon Valley, and they can do it at half the price of Silicon Valley. And, I'd say to anybody, it's such a dynamic organization. If you ever get invited to go and have a look at it, take advantage of it. It's a great, great organization.
The name of the company again?
In Computing, and I'm putting my neck out on that one because they work for a company on the Bay Area which likes to keep this quiet.
All right.
So don't tell anybody out
okay.
there.
Okay.
All right. I would like to see it, though, because that I'd love to. And we're going to take a break and we come back. I think Jeff has a list of questions, not to put you in the hot seat or anything like that, because we're here to talk about what we can do as a community in order to embrace embrace companies coming in, and how much do people really read the blogs, and do the blogs really make a difference in keeping people away? I know that's a lot of the things that people will say that's the negative and the positive. So we got a lot of questions that we're going to answer when we come back here after we take our break for Fox News, KCNR 1460.
Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Subpoenaed by Congress to tell what he knew about Operation Fast and Furious, Attorney General Eric Holder saw it coming yesterday.
We have sent thousands of pages of documents up to the Hill. We'll look at the subpoenas. I'm sure we will undoubtedly comply with them.
The subpoena issued to Holder today by the House Oversight Committee. Fast and Furious was an operation that ran guns to Mexican drug criminals. The underwear bomber has surprisingly changed his plea to guilty.
There is no plea deal. If you remember, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is representing himself, but he does have a standby counsel, Anthony Chambers. He advised Abdulmutallab against this guilty plea because he didn't get anything in return for it. He believes now that Abdulmutallab will spend life in prison.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Detroit, where Abdulmutallab hoped to crash an airplane nearly 2 years ago. He was in the second day of his federal trial. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Want a brand new kitchen for eternity? Walk into Celestial Bliss at Wind River Casino and play a little slice of heaven swipe to win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you'll have to win all new appliances from Carmona's Appliances. Why not have your slice and eat it too? Giving away over $20,000 in prizes. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss weekly drawings for free slot play on Mondays and Fridays. The big giveaway is on Monday, October 31st, where you can win your dream kitchen for eternity. Swipe to win, play to win. New machines are just waiting to hit the jackpot. For more information on Wind River's A Little Slice of Heaven Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new dream kitchen from Carmona's Appliances. Carmona's. It's better on the river.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank, smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm Jeff Avery, filling in for Carl Bott as best as I can in those shoes. You know, he's out shooting antelope, and I'm here having fun with his wife. So we have as our very featured guest here, Mark LaSalle of the Economic Development Corporation here in Shasta County, Mr. President. Mark, you know, why don't you just let's go back up to that 30,000-foot view that we were talking about here at break. And, you know, what's wrong with the economy right now? You know, just kind of give us a few of those bites, and we can go from there.
Jeff, Shasta County economy is basically just a little more extreme version of the U.S. economy. And the reality is, if we were sitting here 35 years ago, one of us would probably be making something, and the other person would be responsible for servicing, you know, providing the services that are needed for it. I mean, a big part of the company, a big part of the economy was manufacturing things, making things. Today, we don't do that. Our whole system of making, exporting, selling has gone. Now we're trading ideas, we trade information, which has a lot lesser value. And a good example of that is, you know, looking at today, the makeup of the sectors of today's economy. And you look at, you know, basically accommodation, food service, about 8%, education, health, which is one of the larger sectors, about 15, finance, insurance, real estate at about 10, and business and professional services a little under about 6. They are all service industry, but they make up half of our economy. And then you add to that retail at 13%, government, the largest single sector of the economy, and they're 17%. That leaves a small area on the end for construction and manufacturing. The only piece of that economy that sells things outside, that brings new revenue into the economy, is that manufacturing piece. The way we do this is we actually measure the value of jobs, and we use a measurement called output. And so if you take a job, for example, working at your local radio station, one of the high-paying, quality jobs that everybody in town is looking for.
Love it. That was good. Should have seen Mark's eyes when he was making that statement. Go ahead.
You get a salary. When you get that salary, you go down and you spend it at the store, you spend it on insurance, you spend it elsewhere. As those dollars go through town, that's or through the economy, that's called output. And so that's how we can measure the total value of a job. I said earlier that 50% of our economy is made up of service.
Right.
The average service job is worth about $80,000 to $85,000. Retail is worth about $75,000. Government is worth about $81,000. Manufacturing is worth, $271,000. In manufacturing, they buy their product. They change the product. It gets sold. That revenue comes back in. The people they're buying it from, selling it again. It's the whole dollars move so much more. 35 years ago, half our economy was made up of those type of jobs. And we've replaced them all with the service economy, which is really what we do now.
And computers.
We've just, and computers. Well, and computers is an interesting one. It's a service, but it's still selling outside the economy.
Right.
But it's, you know, we've replaced the value. What's changed is the value of those jobs that we have.
Yeah, so you're talking about those service jobs are one-third the value, approximately, maybe a little bit less than what the manufacturing jobs are.
That's correct. That's correct. And that's gone on a national scale. I mean, we've exported a lot of those manufacturing jobs overseas. Now we're becoming a service economy nationally, and we're just an extreme version of it here. And so that's what's gone awry, and we need to get back into making things again, get back into innovation, get back into being creative, get back into manufacturing things that we can sell outside and create a revenue stream coming in.
So how are you trying to help create that environment here in Shasta County? And we'll tag on to that is what can we do locally, either as individuals and then with our local jurisdictions to help you in that endeavor?
You know, in the immediate future, the things we do is to go out and try and recruit companies on that side, on the manufacturing side, that fit the basic resources that we have in our economy, that fit our education level, that fit the land use, the electricity availability, the water availability, the other tools that we have available for them in their business. So recruiting is one. We are also working on trying to expand manufacturing sector of the economy, trying to, you know, and I was out yesterday with three or four companies. They're all hiring right now, which is excellent on the manufacturing side. The third one we're working on is innovation. And, you know, 80% of the – I was at a presentation the other day and put on by Kurt Carlson, who's president and CEO of Stanford Research Institute. 80% of the jobs in the new economy are going to be created in companies less than 5 years old. This is the whole new economy. But fortunately, a lot of them are going to be manufacturing-type jobs, and it's high-tech, and it's an area that we are looking hard at in Reading. There's various groups that are working on this, but this is where a lot of the change is going to go on within our economy. But there's a lot of resources that are going to be needed, and a different approach is going to need to be taken to attract that type of industry.
Well, and one of the advantages we have is just the North State features that we're fortunate, right? We've got the outdoor activities, you know, everything from our lakes to the biking and hiking trails, the natural beauty. Mm-hmm. One of the things talked about is education. Now, you know, here we're fortunate we have a four-year university in town with Simpson University. We've got, you know, Shasta College. We've got National University here. One of the things that everybody pushes for is trying to get an extension campus for Chico, because any Cal State University campus has always started there. And we are the largest population that is more than 70 miles away from a four-year public university. So there's some things that I know there's always efforts going on at that. But, you know, so we talk about the education part. The innovation part, you know, let's talk some more about that and what you're, you know, how you're trying to show those companies.
And I've lived around here long enough to know how close we got to getting a four-year UC campus about 15, 18 years ago. We got so close, and it was stolen from us, and I'm still bitter. But anyway, all that aside.
Well, some people feel that same way about the horse park. We'll be right back after these messages. Let your husband help the kids with their homework, leave the laundry in the dryer, and take some time out for you and your girlfriends. Celebrate the love of beauty and fashion while giving beauty and hope to women in need. As Shasta Women's Refuge and Enjoy Magazine co-host the Vanity Fair Party on Thursday, October 20th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. Enjoy the evening with a fabulous affair of fun and glamour featuring boutique shopping, vendors presenting the latest in fashion and beauty care, the latest in skincare presented by local practitioners, a 40s and 50s fashion show, live music, appetizers, and signature cocktails. This is a ladies' night you will not want to miss. Dress up in vintage and be a part of our costume contest. Bid on custom-tailored Barbie dolls dressed like the starlets of the 50s and 60s. A live auction will feature unique and adventurous outings.
Tickets and more information are available at www.shastawomensrefuge.org.
October 15th at Anselmo Vineyards. Come ye, lords, ladies, knights, and all subjects from the North State. It's a Renaissance medieval night. Limited seating, $45 per person, with a special set menu designed and prepared by Chef John Stadelli. And I'll be singing with my favorite jazz trio. Dan Kinkle on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Johnny Gonzalez on keyboards, plus special guest appearances. Come join us for this fun harvest festival only at Anselmo Vineyards. Remember, if you wear your costume, you'll be eligible for special prizes. See you at the harvest party only at Anselmo Vineyards, October 15th. Remember, limited seating. For reservations, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It is the home of the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. Joe and Shelley, big supporters of our veterans community. They've got a great meeting room, and that's a place to go for excellent coffee drinks from the T&B Sweeties. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, Bob, and thank you for Jimmy Buffett. I'm a big fan, and I love that, you know, all those tours cover with oil.
It's,
you know,
it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock, and you know, and Mark, I know, helps to rub that suntan oil on all the tourists that comes to town. He's a full service.
You're listening to Jeff Avery. In case you're just tuning in here in the last 15 minutes of the program, this is Linda Bott, Jeff Avery, and Mark LaSalle. You guys, you know, some of the best stuff happens at the break. So let's talk about what we were talking about at the break.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, you were just advertising about your chat room, and we had a chat room comment that mentioned, you know, why is Mark so positive when we look at, you know, one of our local airline services pulled out, Stillwater has yet to have somebody in. Mark, let's talk about, you know, those naysayers, what's going on, and address the issues that they bring up. So what do you have for us?
God, I'm trying to be negative so I can just level things out a bit. You know,
say it.
There's two ways. Life is not about the economy. The economy is one of the things that kind of supports life, but life's bigger than that. I mean, I get up in the morning, I go to the gym. I left the gym and I drove over to my office this morning. I was in there for a while before I came here. What an incredible sunrise. Driving through town this morning, the air felt so good. There's nobody on the streets. It was quiet. It was absolutely where I wanted to be at that time. It was beautiful. I come here, of course, and things go to hell. But anyway, you know, there's two ways. Just the economy is what it is. We're not going to change it overnight. We're not going to go out there and create 10,000 jobs tomorrow. We're working at it. We can either walk away from it and give up and be nothing and just return to what we, you know, a little rural bunk put, and we'll slide there fast. Or we can go out and fight for something we believe in. You know, you mentioned earlier on, we live in a great community. I have friends here. I've lived here for 29 years. All my friends are here. I want to do this as part of what I do with my friends. I want to continue. My boys grew up here. I want them to come home and be proud of what they come home to. That's why we do it. I mean, and you can't, if we go out there and say, well, this is bad, that's bad, we write our blogs, we do all these things, the only people we're hurting are ourselves. It's not hurting anybody in San Francisco. It's not hurting anybody in Sacramento. It's not hurting anybody in Washington. It only hurts us. But if we go out there and we tell the whole world what a great place we've got all the resources you need for doing business, come here, we'll help you, we'll get behind you, we'll build around you, maybe 1 in 30, 1 in 40 will come here and do business, but when they do, we win.
Mark, interesting observation. We check the newspaper up in Coos Bay once in a while, and if you change the names, the commentary is almost exactly the same, and I found that amusing. So it's not just us, you know, that this certain element wants to put a dark cloud on everything. And I think that the positive sayers are the ones who are going to kind of get us out of the rut.
Well, it's interesting with talk radio. You know, usually when people think of talk radio, first of all, they think, you guys are so right-wing conservatives, you know, and we always say, hey, we try to cover it all here, you know, because our community is everybody, everything. So one thing. The other thing is that in talk radio, you'll hear a lot of screaming and yelling with other hosts that are syndicated with people, but I just don't believe, I can't believe, my stomach, my body can't believe that we're going to go to hell in a handbasket, because we've got to try, like you said, Mark, to wake up, and what are we going to do to make a difference today? We have to think that way, or we will become a negative ball of energy, and then that is how we start to connect to all of the negative parts of not moving forward, and we need to move this town forward.
I think there's a common thread here, and I'm probably going to get killed for saying this, but we've got to take responsibility for our lives. It's nobody else. You know, Sacramento doesn't owe us anything. Washington doesn't owe us anything. The world doesn't owe us anything. We owe it to ourselves to get up in the morning and go out and be the best that we can be. And if every one of us took that attitude and that energy came through, that's what it's about. And that's what drives me every day. I mean, believe me, I look at more negative in any day than anybody else in this town because I'm having to go and talk to companies and I get the feedback about what they see or whatever. At the same time, if I can get 1 in 30, 1 in 40 or whatever to sit down, talk, listen, and come here, when they do, we know they're going to thrive. We know they're going to do well when they take the time to come and see it. That's, you know, and that's, you're in sales as well, Jeff. That's what it's about, is getting someone to hear your message because you believe in what you're offering them, and pretty soon it'll happen. And this will. I mean, we do live in a great place, and at the bottom line, if you talk to most businesses here, it's a good place to do business, and they have a wonderful life that goes with it. That's what we've got to keep building.
You know, Mark, I agree with you. 11 years ago when we moved, or I moved my family up here to Reading, and my wife and I were excited, we came here for the same type of attributes that you're talking about. You know, my oldest was in third grade. The youngest was starting kindergarten. You know, they're now a sophomore in college and a junior in high school. And, you know, these companies are going to start somewhere. They're going to want to come somewhere. You know, and if you can get that yes 1 out of 30 times or 1 out of 40 times, that's what's going to help our community. That's what's going to help grow those jobs. You know, and that synergy really starts to go because, you know, you start getting a couple companies coming in, and all of a sudden, you know, company XYZ Corp's looking saying, hey, why is that company coming? We got to take a second look at that.
As I said earlier, I went around three companies yesterday that are all new in this area. One of them is a local startup. Two of them moved here. All three of them are excited about the future of their business in this community. That's what it's about.
You know, I read somewhere, or I'm not exactly sure, and help me with this, if it was maybe somebody said it out, you know, gosh, in the paper or whatever. Why would you start a business this time, you know, with the economy the way it is? And they said you're either, oh, it was an economist who said this to us. You're either extremely smart or you're just, you know, it's going to fail. So when Carl and I decided to buy, you know, we buy a business at a time like this, it's because you life is about adventure. You know, like some people think they're safe. You know, I mean, you think you're going to buy stocks and you're going to be safe and your retirement and your 401ks and you're going to be safe. So the thing is that you got to be all in. If you're going to, you know, why, if you're going to live somewhere, be all in. Be all in.
Linda, there's only two things missing in the world right now, and that's confidence and capital. If people had confidence today, they would be going out spending money, which would rebuild the economy, and capital would start to flow again. That's the only two things that are missing. Everything negative is built around those two things. At the same time, on the other side, there's more innovation being created out of science today than there ever has in the time of history. That innovation can be turned into commercial usage. That's what grows industry. Opportunity has never been bigger than it is today. But we're just missing those other two elements. They will come around as the opportunity grows.
You know, and we talk about how, you know, a lot of economists say, hey, we do need a stimulus from the government. This is what we got, this and that. But, you know, you look back to the Great Depression, and the federal government did not spend their way out of that depression. And like you said, the confidence, having that capital flow and going through all that. And the biggest thing is that, you know, small startups are what are going to bring us out of this economic funk.
Absolutely.
And if we can get them coming, it doesn't matter if it's two-person jobs, 20-person jobs, it all adds up, and we can be at the forefront of that.
Got to take a break here. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, Chat Packers. You guys are on fire. Talk to you later.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join Reading Theater Company, Reading City Ballet, and guest performers for a Halloween masquerade ball. Friday, October 14th at TBS Ranch in Palisadro. Enjoy ghoulish entertainment, delicious hors d'oeuvres, DJ and dancing, a silent auction, costume prizes, no host bar, and more. Tickets start at $40 and are available at the Placer and Palisadro Holiday Markets. Enjoy the store online at rcmtc.org or by calling 515-3262. A night of entertainment and mystery at Reading Theater Company's 5th Annual Masquerade Ball.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You'll find him at 2463 Cypress Street, Cypress Square Barbershop.
And, of course, that is the man in black you're listening to right now, one of Carl's favorite songs. By the way, John Carter Cash, his son, is going to be calling in tomorrow. He's got a new book. Don't want to miss that interview. It should be pretty spectacular. We are here with Mark LaSalle, and I want to thank Jeff Avery. You've been helping me to co-host this morning. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No, you did a great job. And Mark, we asked if you would stay back a little bit because we wanted to, you know, just about 5 minutes left in the program, and we were talking about salmon fishing, and that we know that both of your boys work in Alaska at the camps, or what is it? Could you share that with us?
I'm basically trying to figure out what they do myself. But anyway, now I've got two sons, and one 24, one 26.
One's a filmmaker.
One is a filmmaker, and like all budding filmmakers, you need a real income to be able to support this bad habit called filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And so they're both salmon fishermen, and they both go to Alaska every summer. They work on a boat. They're into netting salmon up there. And they have a wonderful life. They go up there and work for usually 4 to 5 months a year. And they prepare the boat. They've got a great skipper. They're a great crew. The other individual in the crew comes from Mount Shasta. They all grew up together as kids. So they've all known each other since they were 6, 7 years old. And they have wonderful summers in Alaska. And then they both, one likes to, is a filmmaker. The other one is a oil and water artist. But they both like to travel in the off season and do other things. And they're having a great life.
What has changed in that world? Has much changed in the salmon?
Salmon world hasn't changed a great deal. I mean, it's like agriculture locally. It's very seasonal. It depends on the natural environment to produce the resources that we're looking for. And their main changes are probably just in the harvesting. And it's very controlled in what they can take out. And most of the salmon fishermen support that. I mean, they want it to go on. The technology and the equipment they're using is changing dramatically, becoming more and more sophisticated every year when they go back to it. But at the end of the day, it's people standing out there in cold, miserable, rainy Alaskan conditions out on an ocean for 5, 6 weeks at a time until they run out of food or beer, whichever comes last, and catching salmon. Then they come back to shore.
So in the show that you see called The Greatest Catch, is there any similarities?
That's a little different. That's a little tougher one. Greatest Catch is actually done during the winter months for the crab.
Right.
And the salmon is caught during the summer.
Okay. So I'm just wondering what the conditions. They get out there and...
The Bering Sea can any time of year can ruin your whole day, though, I'm told.
So how did they... just curious, you know, because actually the chat pack was talking about salmon. Of course, it's perfect because we know how, and in fact, if I'm not mistaken, is it the skipper or somebody comes and it's one of the great live auction items at the Turtle Bay Auction? It's a week at the camp.
It's actually Toby Preston offers that.
Okay,
one.
Okay.
Toby's family owns some fishing rights for shore fishing salmon, where they actually run their nets out from shore, which is different than doing it from the boat. And he offers it every year at Turtle Bay and always gets a good following on it and takes somebody up there for a week. And they live in a fishing hut and go out there and harvest, you know, they catch their salmon every day and are doing it the real thing the way families have up there for a long time.
So how did your sons get involved in doing this as a profession?
Toby's the culprit.
Oh, okay.
He got them the job. And it's interesting enough, they both went up. with the idea of working. And, you know, there are a couple of local kids that grew up here at Foothill High School. Mm-hmm. And but the more they go back, the more they love it. And they love the physical aspect of working hard, seeing the rewards for their work, the challenge of seeing, you know, it's a bit like being in the sales, of going after that next sale, and they're doing the same thing. In fact, I was viewing some photos with my son last night, and it was of probably 8 or 9 boats all in a chase off to the next place to go find salmon. They just love the pace of it and the chase of it.
Oh, I bet you it's just spectacular. Well, thank you so much, Mark LaSalle and Jeff Avery. Do you have any closing thoughts?
You know, it's always wonderful coming here, Linda. You've got a very devoted following between you and Carl, and it's great that you're part of the community. It's nice that you want to help build it. You know, Mark, although fishing is a young man's sport, you know, for the work that's done, it's nice that some of us not so young folks,
you're fishing too,
you know, can go fishing locally and are here to help with our local economy, help with the local organizations such as Make-A-Wish, and we get to enjoy a very great resource in the Cascade Theater. So thank you again for having me on.
That was a great tie-in.
I agree. Thank you for having me.
And also want to share with you, we have those Tommy Dorsey tickets, 605-4567. That's for at the Cascade Theater. The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, you guys. Give us a call here, 605-4567, and you'll get a couple tickets to go see the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. Last year they were in town. Gave them away. Thank you, Bob Belanchi. Again, Jeff Avery, thank you so much. State Farm Guy, you are the bomb, and you're everywhere. We appreciate it. Mark LaSalle. My name is Linda Bott. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Free Fire Radio, and we're going to be signing off here. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.